Part 3. Listen to the recording. For each question, fill in the missing information. Task 1. You are going to listen to a conversation about a famous British nurse, Florence Nightingale.
Hi, I am Becky Wright. Welcome to the show. In today's program, we are talking about Heroes Revisited. And here with me is Shane McBride. So, Shane, who is your hero?
Well, I'm going to be talking about my Florence Nightingale.
Oh, yes.
As you know, for many years she's been seen as a sort of shining light in the field of nursing and someone who saved the lives of thousands during the Crimean War. It is true that she was a pioneering nurse who definitely helped improve conditions, and she's certainly responsible for making the nursing service a lot more professional. But the interesting thing is that at the time she didn't realize why so many soldiers were dying, and some even claim that she was indirectly responsible for the death, although I do feel that a bit harsh.
So, tell us something about her life.
Well, Florence was born on 12th May 1820 into a rich upper-class family. Her dream was to become a nurse, but her parents weren't too pleased about this. However, eventually, they gave in. Florence soon became a campaigner for improved medical care for poor people and worked together with Charles Villiers, who was president of the Poor Law Board. But she really sprung to fame during the Crimean War.
That was?
The Crimean War was a war between Britain and France on one side and Russia on the other side, and it was fought on Turkish territory. It took place between 1853 and 1856. Anyway, on 21st October 1854, Florence Nightingale and a staff of 38 women volunteer nurses trained by her were sent to Turkey to the main British camp. She worked in Scutari barracks treating wounded soldiers. Medicine was in short supply. Standards of hygiene were non-existent and mass infections were common. While she was there, death rates didn't drop. In fact, they began to rise. As a result, hundreds of troops died, mostly from disease. Interestingly, at the time, she believed they were dying because of poor nutrition, but it was actually the unhygienic living conditions that were killing them. She didn't understand this until later when she was back in England.
So, what is her legacy?
Well, there's no doubt that she had an important impact on nursing and healthcare, and many credit her with establishing the foundations for the modern nursing profession. However, we shouldn't over-exaggerate her contribution to improving conditions for soldiers during the actual war. There were many others working out there and really trying to improve the appalling conditions, including Jamaican British nurse Mary Seacole. For many years, her contribution wasn't fully acknowledged. But that's all changing now, and there's even a stature going up for her in St. Thomas Hospital in London.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much. Very interesting.
My pleasure.